It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. There you go. Phoenix and Entertainment. Good morning, everyone. It is a Monday. Well, for some schools, it is the first day of school. So I guess we have to start bracing ourselves for just a little bit more traffic than usual. So, we will definitely do, I don't know, like a first day of school topic. Okay, so today for the top 10, since it is the first day of school, quote unquote, we will do the top 10 first day of school tweets. What will you tweet? Maybe as a freshman, as a senior, as a, you know, somewhere in between. First day of school as a kindergarten kid. First day of school as a college student. High school, grade school. We're thanking Kittredge and Foreign Boy for suggesting this. We will do, like, for instance, Kittredge's example was, sana hindi na ako ihatid ni mami ngayon kasi big boy na ako. Nasa college na kasi ako. All right? But you know what? We joke about it, but we still see college students being brought by their moms. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that's a little odd. If you're a college student and you're still brought to school by your mom, outside of freshmen, okay? But anyway, okay, so that's what we're doing. But please, if you're going to join us, make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush. And our hashtag for today is Unang Pasok. Okay, because it's first day, di ba? Pasok. Pumapasok tayo sa school. Tapos unang beses. So, unang pasok. All right, so if you want to join us, just key in RX space, your entries, and you send them to 2299, or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Unang Pasok. All right, here we go. Let's get back to some music, some more of it.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Bots Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the first news bit for today. Operations of the Metro Rail Transit, or the MRT, have been stalled early Sunday after a train accidentally hit a taong grasa, or street dweller, that's according to authorities. The man, who had allegedly been sleeping on the tracks, was hit by a southbound train past the MRT's Magallanes station at around 5 a.m., that's according to MRT General Manager Al Vitangcol III, saying in a radio interview. According to him, and I quote, yung unang tren papunta ng Taft Avenue Station ay biglang may nakitang taong grasa na nakahiga sa rilas ng tren. Apparently, nakatulog. Biglang tumayo yung tao, ngunit huli na ang lahat, nahagip ito ng tren. He added, this is according to Vitangcol as told to DZMM. Now, trips from the Taft Avenue to Bonnie Avenue stations of the MRT have earlier been cancelled due to the incident, with trains only servicing commuters from the Shaw Boulevard and North Avenue stations. Report said a driver's license had been recovered from the victim's pocket, but authorities were still confirming the identity of the victim, who was not easily recognizable after the incident. Police are still determining how the man got inside the enclosed MRT tracks. The MRT management said it is also set to launch an internal probe on the incident. So, it's kind of weird though that if he is taong grasa, if, I mean, like, that he has a driver's license. If you think about it, maybe he's not a taong grasa. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he got drunk or something. But it's just gruesome, and this is the nth time that we had, although this one was not an intentional death. It wasn't a suicide like the others, but still, it's just, I don't know. Maybe we should do it like they have it in Singapore, where you can't go to the tracks from the platform, even if you wanted to, because it's really enclosed in glass, and there's no way you can get onto the tracks, especially when the train isn't there yet. You won't be able to get down there because the doors are closed. It only opens when the train doors are open. You know, maybe we should look into that, invest into that. It's really like gruesome news that, you know, greeted us yesterday. All right, so there you go. That's the first news bit for today. We'll have some entertainment news for you later on. Some pretty controversial. But for now, you're still on The Morning Rush with your Kikai Barkada, only here on Manila's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1. The latest from Taylor Swift, featuring Ed Sheeran, and Everything Has Changed.
Has changed.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. I had my early, my dose of early morning road rage.
Yeah.
I was just reading about it. But hey, I was listening to the newscast. Maybe that guy got the driver's license from somebody. You know how they scavenge.
Oh, yeah.
It might not be his, but it could something
like
he saw.
He had a driver's license, but not his.
His. Like, you know how they always scavenge for things and they put it in like a little sack or something.
Yeah.
So it's possible that it is possible that it's his, but it's also possible that he just picked it up along the way.
Because I know of like two types of taong grasa. Those who make a business out of it. They're actually very normal
people.
They're sane. And then there are those who are taong grasa because they've lost it. You know, that they actually are not of... Just yesterday we saw one. And you can really see it in the eyes.
Yeah.
They're really like... They have lost their sanity and they're not exactly in their right mind.
Right, right.
And they would probably see train tracks and think, okay, here's a nice place to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Not really knowing the danger they're putting themselves in.
And the question is, how did he get in?
Yeah.
It really is that. Because I don't think the MRT engineers expect people to be on the tracks.
Exactly.
It's just not something we expect.
Right? It's just gruesome.
And it's so harrowing.
The whole experience. Even the PNR stories of people getting hit by it. In Tagalog, yung mga nahahagip.
Yes.
Yeah.
But most of them live by the rail track, so they kind of know.
Yeah.
They should know the risks, but...
One of the most popular, remember? Like somebody's husband or wife, somebody noteworthy, and he or she was just watering their plants by the rail.
By the tracks, yeah.
And
but again, you wipe...
Yung, like the shirt or something. Something that seemingly...
Freakish accident.
Freakish, yeah.
Right, right. But it's just harrowing. And, well, it will affect commuters today.
Yes, it will.
And if the MRT part of it is not up and running, because when it is fully operational, you have a lot of congestion already. With this, though...
What more?
What more? And on the first day of classes. So, you know, just be wary that traffic might be a little difficult to go through today.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I had early morning stupidity. You know how I think the car was lost.
Okay.
The SUV was lost. But you don't have to be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's, you know, in the morning, everybody's trying to get somewhere.
Rushing somewhere.
Rushing somewhere. And there she was, you know, trying to look for whatever. And it's okay because everyone gets lost.
Gets lost.
But once I tried to pass her, she sped up. And I'm like, you... Insert expletive here.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, you don't need to be stupid.
Yeah.
You don't need to be stupid.
And if you're lost, let others pass.
Let others pass and get your bearings back. And then, you know, if anything, we need all the wits about us when we're behind the wheel.
Yeah.
And especially in the morning. And it's just, you know, that's my pet peeve, right? When they're so slow or they're not really in any kind of hurry or whatever.
But they wouldn't let you pass.
They won't let you pass. And as soon as they see some people, you know, trying to pass them, they'll speed up.
Yeah.
Only to slow down again.
Once you've passed them. Yeah. That's a pet peeve.
All right. Well, you're going to hear a lot of those stories maybe today.
Yeah.
Because it is a Monday and an extra difficult Monday.
I think so.
The good thing is we're all together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have road rage together. All right, I'm going to take this break and see what we have after these.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
I just want you to know that we are giving away Monster Movie Premiere tickets to Man of Steel.
Oh,
yes, we are.
Oh, my gosh.
And we are giving away... Yeah, seriously. VIP tickets. But we'll tell you later.
Okay.
Because it's not yet happening. We just want to let you guys know.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know,
Hang in there. Okay, before we do that, I just need to breed my...
Kasi naka-iPad.
I have to breed my Dandy Doo with my Drumpler.
What is a dandy do
with a Drumpler, because
this is probably not the good time to Because you're being all Dragon Vale on me, right?
It's not Dragon Vale, excuse me.
Oh, what is that?
There are no Dandy Doos and Drumplers on Dragon
Vale. I'm sorry, but what is that?
It's my singing monsters.
Oh gosh, it got worse. It just got worse.
It just got worse.
No, because I'm coming from Hannibal, so...
Yeah.
You're feeling
a little murderous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was so funny because I watched, 9 episodes of Hannibal. And last night after we got home from the hosting, I was preparing the things I'm going to eat for today. Because I decided, okay, time to be super, super duper healthy. Because my weight, you know. And I was cutting my apples and I sliced my finger.
Okay.
And instead of, the usual reaction is, ouch.
Yeah.
I was like, looked at it, and I felt like a little bit Hannibal.
Hannibal-ish.
Yeah, and then put it in my mouth and sucked the thumb that had the blood in it. Oh!
Okay, TMI.
No, because there was a scene where he pricked his hand, and then he, it was nothing.
Yeah. Oh,
as
my
if
gosh.
He was sucking on.
On a what? On a what?
No, on a... Wow, that got me choked. Sorry.
What?
No, like the... I don't know what to... Now that imagery...
Yes, like a what, Delamar?
Like a lollipop.
Okay.
Okay.
Like a kid with a lollipop.
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. Let's thank Kittrich and For Any Boy for the topic today. The top 10 first day of school tweets. But that's not the hashtag. Ang hashtag natin, unang pasok.
Of course, this is after all the morning
exactly,
rush.
Exactly, diba? So, let's start off with, here we go. Sico Angtor says, "Woot woo! Excited about school? No, not about learning, but about my friends."
Yeah, especially the college and high school.
I think it's valid.
Yeah, why not? If it gets you to school.
Oh, why not?
As long as it doesn't stop you from learning anything.
Yeah. Camila says, RXTMR, please keep us company while we go through traffic.
And it's going to be difficult.
That's the plan.
Yeah. Well, it won't be as bad as we think.
Not yet.
Not yet. Because this is just the first wave.
Because remember, it'll be installment, I think, for the next couple of weeks.
Yes. I think in the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks,
because next Monday,
say,
I know.
Meron pa rin,
public schools.
Diba?
Yeah.
And... that guy marked X says, "Oh yeah, ako lang may Iron Man pencil case. What up?" You can imagine this pag mga medyo grade 2.
Oh my gosh.
Grade 3.
And I was thinking like college, loser.
No, not college. Because remember, who said it's first day of school tweets ng college lang?
Right.
Pwede ngang preschool if you want.
Yeah, you can pretend.
We pretend, diba?
Yeah, you can pretend to be.
What if you're like, let's say Cooper's about to do, to have his first day of school. What would he tweet?
I'd be a mess.
Diba?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, the reason why I was late today is because he wouldn't let me go.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah. Mm. And he's what? 1 year and 7 months?
Yeah.
And I've never had a problem. Even when he was much younger.
Yeah.
We have this ritual where he brings me to the car. We say goodbye.
Yeah.
And he's fine. And I've always thought, wow, what a self-sufficient kid.
Yeah.
He's not falling apart, but... last week it started, and again today. He wouldn't let me go. He wouldn't go with a yaya.
Yikes.
Okay. Early morning drama. But I can imagine, like, the kids who are going to school for the first time.
Yeah.
There are kids who are properly socialized, and they get it.
Yeah.
But there are kids who are not going to let their mothers go.
And they're going to cry like
they're
anything.
They're going to cry.
Yeah. I do remember it. It's so weird, because I have very few memories of... Grade one or was it prep? Basta one of that. It's too early, right? Usually you don't remember these things, but I remember, like, siguro from grade one, 3-4 memories. And one of them is a classmate crying the whole, like, first period.
Because
it was the first day of class.
Yeah.
Of course, I was just sitting there and I was like, what's
wrong
with
it? Well, it's a lot easier now. Because, like, with the younger parents, they have all these gymboree.
Yeah, we never had that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's the kids are prepared. They know how it goes.
Yeah.
But for kids who have been staying at home since the day they were born to about 4 years old or five.
Yeah.
And it's the first time they're going to another place to stay there. It's scary for them.
It freaks them out. Some teachers pa look like ghouls. Diba? So it doesn't help that
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
But yeah, no.
Ghouls, really? No, I don't think the school.
Some of them look scary. The actual look is very scary.
I remember prep one. My teacher was Miss Ortiz.
Yeah.
And she used to call me for recitation or just to introduce myself.
Yeah.
And I remember just being so shy that one day she said, Delamar, you're just like the makahiya. And this is the first time I found out about the plant.
Yeah.
And then she said, you know, the makahiya plant, when you touch it, it
folds.
It folds. Like, it doesn't want, you can't engage it. And she likened me to it.
Yeah.
And I remember, even at four, that's one of my earliest memories.
Ay, alam na.
Why?
Diba ang makahiya is also notorious for one other thing.
What?
Lagi siyang naiihian.
Welcome to my life.
Kasi when men pee, tapos they see makahiya, instantly, tina-target mo, parang mag-close.
Oh, really?
So it's always like, that's why when I remember.
Now that's when, gross, because I've been touching
exactly,
the makahiya.
When my family used to go to the Quezon Circle.
Yeah.
To go jogging, kasi diba that's, or biking, depending, that the whole family will go. It would be littered with makahiya. And then every time I would go near one, my parents would always say, don't go near that because that's where, you know, people pee all the time.
But I think you'll know if they have peed on it because of the smell.
Yeah.
But in our neighborhood, I don't think people do that.
That's what you think.
What I think.
So if you're a makap, yeah, men pee on you.
I take the fifth. What? What? Cooper sometimes when we're in between diapers.
Okay.
Of course, he
whatever. Okay.
Jesus. Grilled cheeses.
Camila says, this is a Becky talking. Huh? Mm-hmm. Remember, it doesn't mean you're the person who's going to school.
You're just tweeting
you
about...
You could be the parent, you could be a commuter, you could be a
school bus driver?
Exactly. Okay. So, Camila says, this is a Becky. Tuition, check. Load, check. New shoes, check. Okay, pasok na. It's been known to happen. And also, let's see here. Sikoengtor says, Mama, my baon has not been adjusted to match inflation for the year. In short, pa-increase naman. And I think it's a constant negotiation.
I think it's the same for people who earn salaries.
Yeah.
You know, parents and bosses should take into account inflation.
Inflation.
Yeah.
And the top. First day of classes tweet. Comes from Mash Plutonium.
He says...
Siyempre, masakit. Kasi yung unang pasok, parang, you don't want, you're still on vacation mode. It's painful.
Really?
It's painful to go to school.
Really?
Yes. It's like literally painful to get up from bed.
Literally, ha?
Into the bathroom. Literally.
Okay.
So, ang unang pasok talaga, grabe. Masakit talaga.
Ang unang hirit.
Iba yun. TV show yun. And also for Mash Plutonium, tweet mo to sa unang pasok. Sana labasan na agad. Diba? Kasi parang, yung dismissal.
Oh gosh, Chico.
Yung
really?
Dismissal. Yeah.
On the day that students are listening to us.
Why?
Well, you're discouraging them from going to school.
No, diba? Sana dismissal na. Ano ba sa Tagalog ang dismissal?
Ayan, yan ang nangyari.
Ano ba sa Tagalog ang dismissal? Sa Tagalog.
Lying!
According to your peeps, sa Tagalog.
Lying!
Diba? Labasan.
Pasok ka. Grabe ka, Mash Plutonium.
Grabe.
Pero mas grabe si Chico for choosing your entry.
Ewan ko sa'yo. Mm-hmm. I don't know to you. Okay, so the top 10 first day of school tweets.
It's the hashtag that kills me.
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just include our hashtags. Hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Unang Paso.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Hi, Mott's Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Kittrich and For Anyboy for suggesting this.
Can I greet?
Yes, please.
Hello to my brother Sam and the nurses, Ray Marie and Erica at St. Agnes. Good morning, guys.
Good
Thank
morning.
You for tuning in.
Any more?
Let me see you some more. Here on Twitter. Hey, don't forget to use hashtag RxGreets.
That's how we get it, by just clicking on the hashtag. So.
Exactly. Voila.
Voila. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do the top 10 first day of school tweets. Pero ang hashtag natin, unang pasok. Ha? Hashtag unang pasok.
Can't believe you.
So, I'm Dre54 says, ay, pasukan na naman. Oh wait, graduate na pala ako. Trabaho na naman. But with work, you don't really stop.
No.
There's no summer vacation for work. That's what I miss the most about school.
Well, what I like about it is, yes, you're going to work every day, but there's also a salary. And it's so, parang one is to one.
Yeah.
You don't go to work, you don't get paid for the day. So at least every day that you go, you can feel like, yeah, well, there's money waiting for you at the end of the month or every half month. With students, it's not like that. So yeah, they're more, but it's so easy for them not to lose the desire to go to work, to school.
That is true.
Except for Baon.
And that guy Mark X says, remember yung asaran nyo sa, kunyari meron, pumasok ka, biglang kulot na yung buhok mo.
Yeah.
Yung aasarin ka ng mga taong nakakita sa'yo, but not everybody sees you, right?
Yes.
But remember, during our days, wala pang Twitter. Ngayon, meron na.
I know. So, they will take a picture.
Hindi, tsaka pwede ka nang asarin sa Twitter.
Sa Twitter.
So, even if hindi nila nakita yung whatever it is na nakakahiya, if somebody tweets about it, a popular guy,
or
everybody will know about it.
Or a tweet pic.
Or a tweet pic.
And it's going to be viral.
Also, for example, from that guy, Mark X, ha 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 ha, yung bag ni Jogra, Dora. So,
what kind of mother would buy her son a Dora the Explorer bag?
Malay mo. Eh, yun ang naka-sale.
Not good.
Not good.
No, for your son?
Yeah.
Nakakaya yun.
And Mash Plutonium says, unang pasok, unang araw din ng tosino at longganisa diet.
Because you're gonna buy from the teacher.
Because you're gonna buy it from your teacher. So from here on, lahat ng breakfast nyo, tosino at longganisa. Pero, first honor ka naman.
Well, okay na rin.
And also, I am Mrs. Bond says, first day lang, so absent ako. Kasi maglilinis lang naman kami ng room.
Oh, is that what they do?
I know. We never did that.
We never did that.
Yeah.
Kasi that should be clean already by the time you
I
guys
know.
Arrive. The only time that we clean the room is when we make the mess. When you go to school.
Tsaka parang ano, like mid-year.
Hindi, kasi sa amin, like, you could be a Monday group, but I mean, that's entertainment. But it's like, if you're the Monday group, you'll be the ones cleaning every Monday.
Ah,
after class.
No, kami parang one shot ano lang.
I know.
Because somebody else cleans it for
the
us.
The janitor?
Yeah, but every now and then, parang we'll have an entire day, no school.
Tapos yeah, I just
we
clean.
We just scrub everything.
Parang general,
but
general
it's,
cleaning.
It's a symbolic thing because it's going to be dirty the next day anyway. And we only clean it like once a year or
something. Because we clean it.
Oh, we don't.
We're grouped
on a regular
five,
basis.
Yeah, into five groups. And then you will be assigned a day that you will clean the classroom. And I remember even that became a competition.
Yeah.
Among the groups. And there was this one group. Grabe, when we went to school the next day, the floors were so shiny.
Yeah.
And the teacher was so happy. And then that became the standard. So everybody now had to clean the way they did.
It was so clean, you could lick it.
Hindi naman.
It was so clean, somebody did brain surgery on the floor.
Exaggerate ka masyad. Okay, that was so clean. Wag na. Wag na.
Iinit siya.
Iinit ako. Sasabihan niya na naman ako.
Iinit ka na eh.
Wag na.
Tinanin mo na sana eh.
No.
Ay, bilis na.
No.
It's a thought in your head.
Hindi na corny eh.
Sige na.
Ayoko. No.
Just release it. It's like a fart. Mabubulok yan sa loob.
Sa sobrang linis, nakita kung gano'ng kadumi si Chico. I told you it was corny. You kept prodding me.
I know, but I just wanted to hear it anyways. Even though it was painful.
I'm so bad at this.
What?
I need something I'm good at.
Oh, ito si Sig Cuenca. From the point of view of professor naman.
Okay.
First day of school tweet. Sige, this time, hindi na ako magiging attached sa students ko.
Oh, because they do get attached.
And we're not
talking about the illegal romantic kind.
No, no, no. Parang you feel like they're always moving on and for leaving you behind.
Kasi you see batches go.
Yeah.
Oh, nga, no, that's hard.
I guess that's an issue. And also, let's see here.
Too many goodbyes.
Rider 555. Ma, palitan mo naman yung lunchbox ko. Nakakahiya. Bilan mo naman ako ng bago. Grad school na ako eh.
Why do you have a lunchbox? I know, right?
At saka concern mo pa rin yung lunchbox
saka
mo.
Saka kung grad school ka na, shouldn't you be buying your own?
I know, right? And also, let's see here. Last four. Mrs. Bond says, madugo ito. Yung unang pasok.
Kasi parang
yung traffic, yung homework.
Really?
Yung, for me, the worst talaga, pinakamadugo. Yung first day may homework agad.
Ay, nako.
Kasi diba dapat yung first day.
Hashtag unang pasok.
Yeah, kaya nga. Of school. Diba? Diba pasok sa school? Ang ano ko yung parang first day tapos may lesson agad. Diba usually meron munang getting to know you or some sort
sa UP.
Yeah.
The first day of classes,
pero
not really.
Pero mayroong teachers, they really teach agad.
I hate
first
teachers
day of school,
like that.
Pas homework agad.
Feeling ko nagpapabida.
Diba? Kaya madugo. Kasi parang
sure,
homework agad.
That's what you mean.
Mash Plutonium says, project agad, stand fan na naman, tsaka cabinet, taon-taon na lang. Diba? Yung lagi na lang, for a new stand fan, for a new ganyan.
Oh, we never did that.
Yung you sell tickets to buy new stuff for the classroom or something.
I know, we never did that.
Camilo says,
pero that's not right. Shouldn't the school be paying for those?
Kasi you're paying for that.
Yeah, you're paying your tuition.
Camilo says, yung student nag-tweet, wow, I love my uniform. Ang haba ng skirt tsaka hindi mainit sa katawan.
Mm-hmm.
Yung material hindi mainit sa katawan. Rineplyan siya ng mom niya, Joselito, hubarin mo yung palda ng ate mo.
Nakpal! Joselito!
Joselito!
Hubarin
mo yung palda ng ate mo. Gagamitin niya yan bukas.
Kasi for years on end, he's been wearing pants.
Oo, long pants.
Yeah, gusto niya lang skirt.
Pero pag ano niya, wow, ang sarap naman ng skirt. And the
tapos
top.
Tapos feeling pa niya, alam mo sa feminine wash commercials?
Yeah.
Di ba yung nakaskirt as it's gonna get blown by the wind?
Tsaka yung from the grills on the ground. And the top first day of school tweets comes from Mash Plutonium.
He says,
hay nako, umpisa na naman ng sulat at bura at bura at sulat.
Yung
parang,
Chico.
It's a cycle. It's a never-ending cycle.
Students, you're listening!
Eh, di ba talaga na nagsusulat ka, tapos buburahin mo?
Oo nga.
Magbubura ka, tapos magsusulat ka.
Oh. Don't encourage laziness.
Anong problema mo? Okay. Di ba yun naman talaga ginagawa nila sa blockboard?
Blockboard.
Kasi di ba, sa college, di ba you have blocks? Oh, then tawag mo sa sulatan, blockboard.
But don't they use their laptops nowadays?
Nowadays,
yeah. I'm sure
the teacher still uses, like for the, for the classrooms. I'm sure UP, blackboard pa rin talaga yun. And chalk. Oh.
Well,
I'm sure.
Hindi, but for students who are taking down notes, wouldn't they use their laptops now?
Ah, yeah.
Diba, no?
You can.
Grabe.
I'm sure you can.
Who would have thought?
Ano yung sabi ng teacher nung...
Oh, no.
Nung sabi niya, nilabas niya yung box of chalk niya, di ba? Tapos, class, take out one half sheet of pad paper. We will have a quiz. And then, lahat sila, collective groan. Kasi, first day, di ba? Oh, no, quiz. Tapos maglalabas siya ng tatlong chalk. Chalk.
Oh my gosh, that is so bad.
you should have seen your face. You go, kaya kailangan tatlong chalk. Chalk.
Kala ko sabihin na chalk it up. Sorry. What?
Maglalabas ka, lalabas niya yung chalk, tapos gano'n siya. Help. I'm chalking.
Okay, bring out the chalk jokes.
Tapos, mag-alaba siya na maraming ano. Oh, guess what I am? I'm a restaurant. Chalking.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my. Chalking. Yeah. Chalking.
Diba? All right, so there you go. The top 10 first day of school tweets. Forgive us. It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag unang paso.
All right, so we did tell you that we're giving away tickets to the monster movie premiere of Man of Steel.
Yay.
And here on the morning rush, at least, we're giving away not just the tickets, but VIP tickets.
Wow.
All right?
Wow.
But it's not happening this hour.
Not yet.
But you have to watch for it.
Hold your horses.
Hold your horses, because it is happening this Monday morning.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, good morning, everybody. This is Del in with the news. The much talked about thing that happened on TV yesterday.
I know.
Huge. All right. Controversial singer Therese has finally admitted on national TV that she's a lesbian. And she did this in an exclusive interview on The Buzz, aired Sunday, June 2, saying, quote, "Opo, tomboy po ako. Hindi ko po alam kung ano ang problema doon. Kasi para sa akin, wala pong problema yon." This is what Therese told The Buzz host Boy Abunda. The international singer humbly addressed those who don't understand her situation and those who accept her for who she is. Therese admitted that she and her mother Raquel have a misunderstanding, saying, and again I quote, "Sorry, Mommy, Carl, pero ito ako." Carl is her brother.
Her brother.
"Proud ako sa sarili ko, mahal ko ang sarili ko." Unquote. She also clarified rumors about women being linked to her, including Filipino-American The Voice contestant Chisa? Is it Chisa? How do you say her name?
I'm not sure.
Laureta and X Factor Philippines contestant Alyssa Quijano. Therese said that she and Chisa are just friends. Alyssa, meanwhile, adds Therese is her source of inspiration. According to Therese, describing Alyssa, whom the international singer was rumored to have eloped with, quote, "Isa siya sa mga sobrang pinagkukuhanan ko ng lakas. She's a very special person." And then everybody on Twitter was sounding off, you know, the Becky Nights hosts were talking about her. Loads of people just showing support.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people have already known.
Yeah.
Because
well,
of certain,
mostly when she had
an extreme makeover.
Because when she first came out, there was practically no sign. I mean, you know, like, well, at least I didn't see any sign at all that she was hiding something. It wasn't until the makeover, for me at least.
Well, I don't know if this is my gaydar or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily think she was lesbian.
Yeah.
But I knew that something was off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like,
I had no idea.
For me, she seemed misplaced.
Okay.
Even when she would do commercials, it was like, this is not... You know how, for example, a celebrity mom, one of the ones you see on TV in most commercials. You see the commercial, you see her, and it makes sense.
It makes sense.
With Therese, though, it seemed odd. Like, something was not adding up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, But it's always at the back of my mind. And then when she did the song with Ayaz, and then when she had her makeover, she even did this magazine cover where she looked so... it was also an extreme makeover.
Yeah.
Something was not adding up.
Yeah.
And then she came out and I go, that's why.
Oh, okay.
For me, because sometimes I don't really feel like someone's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Except that when I see them, there's just...
Like a certain something.
That just doesn't make
sense.
That's
a little off.
Or inconsistent or something. Mm-hmm. But I think she'll be happy to know that a lot of people are behind her.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people will probably...
Will also bash her.
Not just
more.
Bash her. For me, maybe this is a little close to my heart, but people will make a cautionary tale out of her life. And I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You're just showing... condescension by doing that.
And it's difficult when the people closest to you, like your family, they feel hurt by you
coming out,
saying who you are. But well, it's a little bit of like, well, one, they see it as a bad thing, so therefore it's like nakakahiya.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they fear for you.
Yeah.
Because it's a difficult life. Because they know people will bash you. And so it's kind of difficult to tell them, yeah, but this is who I am. It's like saying, hey, right. I'm Filipino, and this go, oh, don't be one. Yeah. Don't be Filipino.
Right.
It's right. who I am. So
I think that's, for me, one of the hardest things for gays is to know that they need to be who they are, but the closest to them will not accept them and will be hurt. How can you be hurt by me being who I am?
Because I read on Facebook,
you know what I mean?
One of those posts where you had like thousands of comments, as in literally a thousand plus. And people are rough.
Uh-huh.
They are harsh.
I mean, either way.
You know, I mean, like, you know, the whole gay thing, you know, I think it doesn't have to be her. You know, the whole, I really liked you before, but now you're a disgrace. You know, that sort of...
It would be a lot like talking about... Not that being gay is similar.
Or give your family some respect.
What is disrespectful about being who you are?
I know, but that's the thing. You know, for them,
I'm not even
like
just saying being gay, mm-hmm. but being
who you are. Yeah.
It could be any. You could be anything. Mm-hmm. And why does the real you have to be an embarrassment? How I think that really is for gay people the hardest to take.
Mm-hmm.
That who you are, and you know that's who you are,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to make the people you love alienated from your life, or look down on you, or sever ties with you. Mm.
Actually,
I mean,
it's very important that she said that. That she said, "Opo, tomboy ako sa akin kasi
walang problema.
Walang problema
right,
doon."
Right.
That's the whole thing. Because sometimes when people like when huge celebrities come out, it almost sounds like an apology.
Yeah.
When you say that you are.
Right.
When you're like, it's not like I admitted to committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but for some people, because that's how it is.
Plus, when you admit that you are. It may not be a crime, but for some religious beliefs, it's a sin already. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where we draw. This is the line on the sand,
mm-hmm.
that's drawn on the sand. Like, this is where there's the us and the them.
Yeah.
Because some people will look at it as, well, that's who you are.
Yeah.
And then there will be people who will say, but that's a sin against God.
Yeah.
And every time they see you, they don't see you.
They see the sin
against God. I mean, mm-hmm. this is
that's
pretty
tough.
It's tough. And especially for her, I think, because it's all playing out in the public.
Yeah.
And wow.
I remember there was this one comment, na parang, it's okay as long as you keep it at like dressing up like a guy. But don't do anything with another woman, because the moment that happens,
then that's the sin.
The difficult part. Mm. And it's like, you know, and he proceeds to say, but I've got a lot of gay friends and I'm okay with that, but I do try to share with them as often as I can. Because that is one belief.
That's system. One belief, that's true.
And you can't argue with that as well. But you
but
also can't argue
like,
with...
For me, it's a lot like saying, let's say a bird.
Yeah.
You
can have wings, but
you
can't
have
fly.
Wings, but just don't fly. Then what are you a bird for?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. This is going wrong. Because when the words escape my mouth, a lot of other things, you know, you can do with a bird.
Yeah.
Anyway. The bird.
Yeah.
Ah, isn't that what they call it?
That's them? What everyone started saying, because she says she's like free as a bird. You can imagine that, you know.
No, but we can make fun of those things, but at the heart of it, this is just a person who wants to be free.
Yeah.
And who wants to be herself. And other people will vilify her for it.
Others will support her for
others
it.
Others will support her. And I know a lot of people who were crying.
Yeah.
You know, in support of, before they hadn't been such big fans.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the bravery of her coming out. And remember, she's like standing there, and she's gonna be on the receiving end of a lot of comments.
Yeah.
People passing judgment. Even now that we're talking about it, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things that will be thrown at her. It's probably for her.
Yeah.
But it's, remember, today on a Monday, everyone is talking about her.
Yeah.
And she has to stand through it all.
Good and bad. To accept the support and... to deal with the bashing.
Yeah, the bashing, the backlash, and actually, it's the...
Well, maybe not backlash.
kasi tomboy siya. Okay. Okay. Thank you. No, but I just wish that she does, like, I have to admire Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
His coming out, for me, is one of, he did it so well. Because he had come out, and the steps after that.
Yeah.
It was not apologetic. Mm-hmm. He's just living his life. And it's up to you whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
He doesn't give people any reason to, mm-hmm. you know, to say too much or to say too little about him. But he just went on and lived his life. And that's really what it is for me. More than supporting you or bashing you, just to leave you alone to live your life. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know.
It's also tough because they're entertainers.
I know.
Because in as much as I know, you can't really say naman na parang just leave me alone. Because at the same time, you're also asking for support. Let's say they have
music,
a new project.
Or TV show.
Diba? So it's also difficult.
Right. That's true.
You know, a regular person will have a difficult time with this. A celebrity, medyo times 10, times 20.
Right, right.
Or times depending on how popular you are.
Well, you know, you guys will just have to be tweeting about how you feel.
Yeah.
And she changed her Twitter handle.
Oh.
Yeah. Please tell me because it's not at official Therese anymore. Yeah. It's like the ending is CCRP.
Okay.
I'm sure we're gonna get tweets, but she had changed her Twitter account. Anyway, that's the news, the big news yesterday. For now, you're enjoying the Morning Rush on this Monday, right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
So to Therese, don't you worry, child. Here we go. Let's get back to the
Manila's hottest RX 93.1 Snow Patrol, Just Say Yes, and the new track from Maroon 5.
Wow.
Why?
Wala lang. It's
such a beautiful. Nice, I want to cry. No, actually, I don't want to cry. I want to want so bad.
I want to want
so bad. Doesn't, for me, that's what the song is about.
I wanna.
Please don't cheapify the thought, okay? Because now I just don't want to listen to it. No, can we just say hello to the ever so sweet AM?
Hey, hello. What was that thing that, wait, no, this is our AM?
Yes, our
okay.
AM.
He what was saying, that whole painting thing on Edsa he was doing? I saw it on Instagram. They were painting stuff. He was painting a jellyfish along Edsa.
Oh, was he?
Oh, but
I'm
going to
cool, because I know that he suffered like, not suffered, but he had a flat tire over the weekend or something.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw it on Instagram and stuff like that. So, what's
I hope
he
it
doing?
Was sanctioned and not graffiti. I hope it wasn't
Mamang
sanctioned.
Hulihin yan.
I know.
But
diba?
Hello to AM.
Hello. Good morning.
You're so sweet. I love the tweet. And also to Melski, who was saying on Twitter, such a beautiful song to listen to on a Monday morning.
I know.
Just Say Yes.
I know.
Of course.
It's really nice.
Of course. Remember, if you just want to listen, you want a song to be played, you have to use hashtag RXRequest.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
Hello, good morning, guys. It's time for the news again here on the Morning Rush. And it is a Monday. That means we tell you the number one movie in the United States over the weekend. The magic-themed thriller Now You See Me pulled off a neat trick by edging out the bigger budgeted After Earth and Thursday night screenings. The caper film made off with $1.5 million at 2,100 cinemas, while the Will Smith futuristic adventure attracted a meager 1 million in ticket sales in more cinemas, according to estimates. Neither film is projected to be crowned the box office winner, however, because that honor goes back to Fast and Furious 6, which is on track to make off with more than $40 million only in its second weekend of release. Wow, they're raking in the money. After Earth is projected to finish the weekend with a $35 million haul, but it's not clear if its relatively weak showing on Thursday will mean that those estimates will need to be revised downward. This is bad for Will Smith.
It's very bad. And it's father and son.
All right.
Yeah, it's got Jaden.
The $130 million film is being released, and it co-stars, as Chico said, Smith and, of course, his son, Jaden. Given Will Smith's track record of releasing blockbuster event films like Hancock and Men in Black in the height of summer, the sluggish opening is so surprising. Now You See Me was produced by Summit Lionsgate and is expected to generate as much as $20 million in its debut weekend. Okay.
So it's bad because Now You See Me is such a small film compared to After Earth. After Earth has that whole...
Event summer movie, mm-hmm. It's supposed to be.
It reminds me of Tom Cruise's recent movie.
Oblivion.
Ah. Yung parang ganun, yung parang the
futuristic.
Last two people on
right.
Earth. Parang
ganun. Right.
So, same thing. Yung parang After Earth, it's like Earth is gone and, you know,
it's just,
very much like Oblivion. They buy Earth.
It is, if it's a, it's a flop. If it is...
Well, maybe not. I wouldn't call it a flop, but siguro not as big as you expected.
Well, with a $130 million budget...
Oh, well, yeah.
Will Smith. I mean, you have to revise... I mean, you have... There are certain words in Hollywood that mean something. Like, even if the movie earns yeah. $131 million,
yeah.
because it's a Will Smith and Jaden Smith movie, and it's a summer movie, that's considered a flop.
Well, that is true.
Because
parang, at the very least... I think they could still at least break even or make a small profit the moment it opens worldwide.
Because
right. we know in other countries, for example, Will Smith, it's still like a...
Yeah, because...
Like
yeah.
the way Schwarzenegger movies and...
Stallone
movies, they still
Chuck
actually
Norris,
earn. Steven Seagal. They still
Jean
make
Fung.
A killing. Mm-hmm. Because the moment it's shown abroad in Asia, Europe,
yeah.
it really is still, you know...
You may not be the hottest name in the United States.
In the United States.
But outside of it, people still flock to your movies.
Exactly.
Mm.
So, you know, maybe it's not that bad, but definitely a disappointment.
Because $130 million is the budget to make the movie.
That to doesn't market, include marketing.
Yeah, marketing takes a lot more millions.
Yeah.
So, but Now You See Me is showing, like, it's proving to be the movie to watch for.
Yeah.
You know how most people refuse to go with a... more popular movies,
yeah.
they'll go for the small ones that are buzzed about.
Uh-huh.
This is one of them.
It's the hipster choice.
There you go. That is the news here on The Morning Rush. It's already 8:30 on this Monday. It's back to school for some students.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to school. For us, though, it's The Morning Rush still here on Summer's Hottest. No, Manila's Hottest, RX 93.1.
You know, since Chris Brown is singing about Fine China, you should buy it. If you see Fine China, buy it.
He goes.
And I say you buy China. Why not? If it's cheaper, diba?
Oh, you
as
sing
long
it.
As the quality is the same,
you sing it.
Buy it. Buy China. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Before we do the top 10, we
All
would
right.
like to announce once again.
Well, we did tease you at 6 o'clock that we're giving away VIP seats for the monster movie premiere of Man of Steel, starring Henry Cavill, of course, the new Superman.
Yes.
If you want to be with us, you want to be with a monster to watch it, we're giving away VIP seats right now.
Yeah.
So this hour, at any point of this hour, we're going to answer the phone, 631-93-93, and what do they have to do, Tico?
Oh. We should just put up the phone.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Yes?
When we go, RX, hello, you should say...
Yes?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's monster movie premiere tickets.
How cheap! Chigo!
What?
Why do you drag us to the mall?
No, it's not. It's the coolest promo in the world.
Look, it is.
Yes, it is.
It is the coolest promo, but what you're asking them to do is the most uncool thing.
Okay.
Change it.
You can just go. A Superman.
I know.
Something even cooler?
Yes.
Let's see.
I'm probably asking the wrong person. Let me call Gino. Let me call Gino.
Okay, get it done. Oh. RX, hello, you go. Hi, I'm Clark Kent, but I, Clark, can win the tickets.
Okay. Sold. Oh my gosh.
I'm cheap.
Okay, but we're going to do it. But we're going to do it.
What?
Okay. It's the best cheap idea you've ever had. Yeah. Oh. All right, so what do they say? So I go, RX, hello.
Hi, I'm Clark Kent, but I can win the
Monster Movie
premiere tickets.
Of Man of Steel. All right, so at any point, you have 15 minutes to call us.
Yeah, you have time to practice. Don't buckle.
Yes.
You're not a belt. Don't buckle, okay? You have to say it like, hi, I'm Clark Kent.
Write it down.
But I can win the Monster Movie premiere tickets
of Man of Steel. And that's all. If you say that without buckling, we give you the VIP seats.
Yeah, you don't have to be a buckling, huh?
But you can be.
You can. Yeah.
Look, equal opportunity for everybody.
Exactly.
Okay, so call us up. But first, their top 10.
Practice. The top 10 first day of school tweets. Thank you to Kittredge. What?
I mean, I'm really tired out of talking to you.
Exercise. We need it.
Yeah, but Diba? It's a different kind of
tired.
We
need it pumping in the morning. The heart.
Did you see my tweet over the weekend?
No, what?
Oh, you didn't?
So what?
You ignore my tweets.
No.
I know this.
Sometimes I don't get to read my timeline.
Okay, anyway. So hold on. This is from Uber Facts.
Okay.
Okay, so please, I tweeted this. Was it yesterday? When was it?
Ah, yeah, I know this. Wait, the one...
About coffee?
Yes.
Okay, so what was that? Wait lang, ah. I'm looking for it. Fail naman to si Del, eh. Okay. What is it?
What?
Something about early morning, you know what?
Yeah.
Is actually better than caffeine to wake you up.
Yeah.
It wakes you up more.
Siempre. I mean, ewan ko na.
Spoken like a...
Ewan ko na kung... Well.
Tapos sabi ko, ayun. Uber facts. Early morning SEX is more effective than coffee. So I noted, like, please take note of this, Chico Garcia and at Chino Boy.
Yeah.
Hashtag, pag hindi nag-coffee, alam na.
Yeah.
Pero awake na, awake, diba?
I know.
Okay,
so, the top 10 first day of school tweets. Sicko Angtor says, ugh, kindergarten. I learned na all this stuff online.
Wow.
At that age.
Pero kasi in this
day, it's true though.
Yeah, the apps that they have for kids.
Yeah.
There's so many to choose from.
And ako si Poklong says, the key to success is this. Tatabi sa kaklasing sa tingin mo laging may extra ballpen at paper na mahihingan.
Mooch off them.
Miss Christie says, later. Chenong says, crush nyo din ba si G12? G12 is yung girl na pang 12 sa class list. Hashtag G12 for muse ng 6 kalachuchi. Trend na natin to, guys. You know, those long trending topics.
Pero that's funny, no? Because I never thought about it. But if you are still in school, the people who would follow you are your classmates.
Are your classmates.
Because we never had Twitter when we were in school.
Ellis Dominique says, masakit pero masarap. Unang pasok. Yung masakit sa kalooban mo dahil galing kang bakasyon. Pero masarap kasi you get to meet your classmates at may baon ka na ulit.
Really? Yeah. Yun yung masarap
doon? Really, yes. Camila says, okay yung bagong teacher namin sa math. Maganda. Si Miss Reyes. Pero strangely, kamukha niya yung math teacher namin last year, si Mr. Reyes.
Something happened. I know what you did last summer.
Oh no. Si Kawengkar says, please, ito from a teacher, please lang po, Lord, sana hindi mga kampo ni Satanas ang estudyante ko ngayon.
Right!
Diba? I'm sure it's, just like we have terror teachers, we have terror students. That's what we shouldn't forget.
Our class, actually.
Yeah.
I remember the boys were bullying a teacher. She was a temp.
Yeah.
And she had, well, bad for her because she did have, like, body odor.
Yeah.
And the boys would just make fun of her.
Aww.
Behind her back. Ang hirap. Like, the teacher has to be... you have to have authority. But students sometimes knock you down in so many ways.
Yeah. I really think, especially if you're like, yung mga high school na.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we were in high school.
And you have balls of steel.
But also because she was our teacher for English. She was a temp. But we knew that she didn't speak it.
Yeah.
She was probably good at writing it. but not speaking it. But if you're an English teacher, right. you have to have both. Because mm-hmm. I don't think we ever made fun of all the other English teachers that we knew spoke well and yeah. wrote well.
Yeah.
Right.
And Chemistry Isidra says, I need Cherry Hill. Pang alarm lang sa umaga.
Yung sasampalin ka muna.
Every time it's time to wake up. Chenong says, ako ang bully sa room na to. Sino may-ari nung Polly Pocket? Pahiram.
What's that?
You know that? Si Polly Pocket. You don't know Polly Pocket?
No, I don't.
It's like a little, parang siyang mukha siyang foundation. Pero pag binuksan mo, may maliliit na tao sa loob. Si Polly Pocket.
What is that?
At saka mayroong parang room. It's like her room inside. It's like a toy for girls. Pero kaya imagine mo kung siga ka, tapos ang ano mo is, kanina itong Polly Pocket. Pahiram.
How do you spell Polly Pocket? P-O-L-L-Y?
Like, yeah, and then pocket, like bulsa.
Is that a new toy?
Huh?
Is that a new toy? No. How come I never heard of it?
Polly Pocket.
Polly Pocket.
Yeah. Mm. Nom says, sana di ako man lambot sa kaba. Opposite naman nun, si Chenong.
Hey, Chico!
Si Chenong naman, naninigas ako sa takot. Sa takot.
Petrified.
Petrified.
That's what it means.
And
okay.
Well, also,
someone showing me the Polly Pocket.
That's the Polly Pocket.
Oh my gosh, it's so choochy.
It's so girly, no?
I would never bring this to school. I better bring.
I guess me too. Hi, I never owned one, huh?
But did you want to own one?
No.
If society was prepared back then, would you have bought yourself a Polly Pocket?
I don't know. We'll see. Eh, wala naman.
We'll see.
There wasn't. So.
Hindi, accepted na kasi ngayon. Accepted kasi mas understanding na ngayon eh.
Oh, ito, LS Dominique. Unang pasok ha? Mm. Yung sa eskwela. Kailangan ng proteksyon. So, kailangan mo magdala ng kapote. At vitamin C. God. At vitamin C. Para, diba umuulan ngayon? Bigla na lang in the afternoon, uulan ka. So, you need protection talaga. Mad Matt Mark says, ano ang...
Huwag lang mabubutas yung raincoat mo. Kasi basa ka rin eh.
Oo, patay ka. Or buhay. Mad Matt Mark says, ang PE, okay. prerequisite yan sa isa pang subject. Hipon 101.
It's where it all starts.
That's where it all starts. Malyuth says, sa unang pasok, siguraduhin may kapote para hindi, para walang bunga months after. Sakit.
Oh, yun
paglagi ka nauulanan,
right,
magbubunga
right.
ng sakit. Magbubunga ng sakit.
Tapos June, di ba? It's a rainy season.
Exactly.
So, uulan ng uulan, basang-basa.
So,
sa
a few months after, depende, 7, 8, 9.
Maybe February.
Oo. Wala, may bunga na yan ng sakit.
Or March.
Ma-hospital ka.
Right.
Di ba?
Yun ang bunga.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And,
pangalanan mo na yung bunga. Binyagan mo na rin.
Kunan mo na mga ninong at ninang. Si Coengtor says, buti na lang, classmate ko si Chico at Delamar. Sigurado, uno na ang grade ko sa American history. Si Delang bahala sa Amerika, si Chico bahala sa history.
I know. That's usually missing in action si Gino.
Diba? Dine Girl says,
hindi, pag tayong kaklase tayong tatlo, so, ayos na yung American, ayos na yung history. Mm-hmm. Tapos walang mang bubully sa'yo. Gino will protect you.
Dine Girl says, hot and handsome locator on. Location, freshman orientation. I'm sure.
But one of the things that I remember was so shocking for me was right before a certain summer vacation, everybody looked like a kid.
Yeah.
And then come June, some looked like they were different people.
Like, what happened?
They grew boobs, they yeah. got taller.
And those are the boys, huh?
Don't make me laugh too much.
Okay, I won't.
No, but diba, like, I remember a friend, a very close friend of mine. She was the hottest girl in our batch.
Yeah, and something happened.
Yeah, she went to school and she had boobs. And all of a sudden, all the boys were reacting so differently.
Wow, her milkshake brought all the boys to the yard.
But she was my best friend. But then I was, you know, washboard chest over.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest combination.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Camilo says, ang galing ng prof namin sa geography. First day pa lang, may mapa na ng mundo sa kilikili.
Baskil.
And Madmat Mark says, FB post. Okay, seeking quote-unquote sponsors for my college education. Please DM me.
Uh-oh.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top.
And the top.
And the okay, top. So, teka lang. Madmat Mark says, first priority, look for a reputable thesis maker in Recto.
Bad.
Dine Girl says, gay radar overload. You have reached the maximum capacity.
Dami ba ding sa school?
Sa school.
Tapos kitang-kita mo, ano?
Diba? Dine Girl says, Del. Tweet ni Del nung nasa college pa siya. Nasa loob na ng classroom. Bored na bored. Eh, biglang may pumasok na isang classmate na Phil-am. Ang tweet ni Del, this is it!
Hoy, mali yan ah. That's not true.
This is it. Tsaka ganun talaga yung delivery mo. Parang yes!
I would have been insufferable if I had Twitter in college.
I know, right?
The things that I would have tweeted. I hated my professor. Sorry, I don't know if he's still there.
I don't know.
No, but he was awful. At the beginning of the STEM, he said he wanted people to be vocal about their opinions. So go ahead.
They say that all the time.
We may not agree, but I want to know that you have a brain that's working. So la, 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 la. And then me and my thesis partner, we would challenge his thoughts.
Yeah.
Who got the lowest grade in the class? The two of us. And I'm like, oh my God. I hate teachers like that. They're the worst.
Kasi meron pa silang ano na parang speak your mind.
Come on. Enough of the BS preambling that you want to know if we have thoughts, original thoughts. But please, you just want people to agree with you.
Yeah. And
you know how my grade in that class was 2.75. And I have never had a 2.75 in my major subjects.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
And me and my thesis partner were like, oh gosh.
And all the yes people got high grades.
Yeah, 1.5, 1.75. I'm like, what?
And Maximo says, kailangan ng padulas. Yung, alam mo yun, like, there's corruption eh, sometimes in school. Kailangan bayaran mo yung guard or bayaran mo yun para mas makakuha ka ng parking spot.
Or according to Gino, the social lube.
Exactly. Diba?
Sa kanya, sometimes it's alcohol. Pero huwag kayo iinom bago pumasok sa class. So,
diba?
maybe coffee?
Coffee would be good.
Yeah.
Oh, Clarence says something, ano, sana hindi masikip. Yung traffic, yung daloy.
Traffic, sa unang,
Oh, diba? Or OMG Ann says, ano ba yan? Orals ka agad. And the top, first day of school tweets.
My God!
Comes from Miss Christie.
Miss Christie says,
first day of school pa lang, mukha na akong finals.
Pagod na.
Pagod na.
Grabe.
Hindi ka na fresh.
Well, with the traffic, sometimes if you have to commute through the traffic, pagdating mo sa school, on the first day, you look like you're about ready to go on vacation again. Right.
So the top 10 first day of school tweets. Thank you to Kittrich and For Any Boy for suggesting this. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Unang Paso.
And can we just congratulate and wish all the Monster Scholars, you know, who are going to school on this first day, good luck and have a great day ahead.
And a belated happy birthday to Ash Big Ash and to Jay Ryan's mom. Happy birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, guys.
And have a great first day to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes, right.
Going to school. Okay. Congratulations. All right. 8:59 on the clock.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. The TT for today. Hey.
Wait, so...
For once, I actually didn't see that coming.
Wait. Coming, really? Coming, really? That's your choice of verb? Ay.
And then there was like RXTMR. We shorten it by the letters.
So what are you saying? This is the
top 10 for today.
So, because the top 10 is the T. Yeah. T for today.
TTFT na lang. TTFT.
Okay, so, what's for tomorrow?
What?
I want to know what's the ano for tomorrow.
The titi for tomorrow.
Iba-iba ba?
They'll send it in first. Diba? No, diba that's what we call it.
No, we've never called
RX
it that.
RX TMR. RX The Morning Rush.
Yeah, but we never CD&G. Called it double T. We CD&G. Never called it double T.
Well, now we do.
Because it's your...
Top 10.
Yeah, but we've never said it.
Oh, T10. Hindi na maganda.
Ay, Chico,
no, we can do that. It's the T10 for today. T10. It's not so bad.
Are you trying to say goodbye?
No. Top 10. Okay, how would you shorten it? T10.
Top 10 is short enough. Top 10 is short enough. You don't need to shorten
it. Don't you want a big...
No, I don't want it shortened.
You don't want it shortened?
If anything, I don't want it shortened.
Yeah, kaya nga.
You can always have more.
That's right. More entries.
More entries
to the
T10. And longer.
Longer entries.
Top 10s.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's what makes it fun.
Sige. So, we've got our long... T10 for today. Thank you to Kit Rich and for Renny Boy for sending this in.
Ay, ay, ay.
OMG Ann says, Dear Math, peace tayo this year. Subukan mo mag-tantrums, hindi kita papansinin. I really hated math. Super. As in, hated math.
Well, it was hard for me because my brothers, my two older brothers that I came after, were very good in math.
Really?
Paul was, he loved math.
Yeah.
And Sam was good at it. And I was just horrible.
How come we never shortened... Okay, math is short for mathematics.
Yeah.
But we never call it arith. Magaling ka ba sa arith? And what's the difference between arithmetics and mathematics?
Well, why don't I Google that?
How come sometimes you call it arithmetic? Sometimes you call it mathematics.
Because I think math is a bigger term than arithmetic.
Arithmetics? So yeah. Arithmetics is a type of mathematics?
Yes, I would think so. But math is a general term which includes everything.
And how come we never shortened it to arithnga? Diba? These things you need to ask, these questions.
Arithmetic. Okay.
Arithmetics.
Arithmetics. A branch of mathematics. See, I was right. I was right. I love it when I'm right.
Oh, whatever.
And it's just a guess thing. I love it when I'm right. A branch of mathematics that deals usually with the non-negative real numbers, including sometimes the transfinite cardinals, and with the application of the operations of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division to them.
Ayun naman pala.
Ayun pala.
Ay, simple naman pala tong arithmetics na to eh.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Okay, let's see.
So
math,
it's a branch of math.
Yeah, math is... Math, as defined by Merriam-Webster, is mathematics.
Yan yung si LeBlanc, di ba?
Okay, mathematics. The science of numbers and their operations, interrelations, combinations, generalizations, and abstractions, and of space configurations, and their structure measurement, transformation... I almost said a bad word. You jerk. No, so mathematics is the umbrella term
for numbers.
Everything.
Anything that has numbers.
Yes.
Is
and
mathematics.
Arithmetic is a branch of math.
Mathematics.
That's why.
Diba, I love the diba, in an equation, there is an actual name for it. Kunyari, 2 minus 1, 3 minus 2 equals 1.
Okay.
3 is the, diba merong subtrahend, may minuend.
Yes, yes.
The subtrahend is the...
No, but that's for the minus. Did you say minus?
Yeah, minus.
Okay. Subtrahend is the one you're minusing.
Diba? So it's the 3.
It's the...
Minuend is the subtrahend, the minuend.
Why are you doing...
Addend. Kasi pag addition, addend both. Pero sa subtraction, iba yung sinusubtractan.
Sa sinusubtract. Okay, minuend.
Minuend
and subtrahend. Minuend is a number from which the subtrahend is subtracted.
So, minuend
is the
3. Oh my gosh,
your brain actually remembered from decades ago.
Yes.
40-something decades
ago? The subtrahend and the minuend is the fraction.
Wait, what's the result?
Is the number.
I guess hindi na maalala.
Yeah.
So...
Bath.
Uh-huh.
The
the mathematic I'm not going to say with a call center guy
is
multiplication. It's delicates.
Why?
Because I can't.
Multiplication?
Yes.
Why?
There's a word.
How can you say that in a bad way?
Same thing about what do you call the number that you multiply?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
What do you call
not
the
with
number?
That accent. Not
okay,
with that accent.
Without the accent.
Huh?
Without the accent.
The
multi.
The factor.
Okay, drop it. Drop the accent.
That's what I'm saying.
The factor.
The factor. Okay, it has to be with an American accent.
Wow, you actually remembered.
I do.
But the funny thing is, I remembered when you remembered.
Yeah.
Galeng, no? Imagine your brain really is a computer.
Yes, it is.
Random access memory.
But, well, I really hated it. In school, in grade 3, in terms of how advanced you are, you were grouped into planets. Like Mercury being the fastest learners.
Okay.
I was Pluto too. So I was the slower of Pluto. As it were, there were only two of us in Pluto
and
2.
And you do know that Pluto has been
degraded.
Degraded.
I know. So there was like Mercury 1, Mercury 2, and then et cetera, et cetera. I was Pluto 2.
The generic pharmacy.
Diba?
My Watsons. Okay, anyway. What? Allow me to be me.
I'm just glad.
Let me, if I'm corny, let me be me, okay?
You know what? I was just glad I wasn't in Uranus.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
To be honest,
I was just happy.
I'm so happy you stayed out of it.
I was like, guys, I'm so sorry, but you guys are in Uranus. I'm glad I'm in Pluto. Diba? You guys are in that gas giant. Diba? So, thank goodness. So, Camila says.
But I don't think anyone wanted to live there. They just wanted to visit. What? Just to see. There are places you want to visit, but not necessarily live
and
in.
And remember, if it's got noxious fumes and gases, it would have stunk there.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Camila says, retweet if you're a freshman and have lost your freshness by 10 a.m. That's what school does to you. And OMGN says, looking forward to second paso.
Ay, nako.
Like second day of school. Kasi parang it normalizes.
Yeah, wala ding yung nervousness.
Wala ding nervousness. OMGN says, Daddy, I'm tamad to go to school. Buy me a low pressure area. You wish. Winston says, I usually hate Mondays. Today I don't. I loathe it.
Yeah. Mm. It takes an extra, like, one more step getting worse. One more degree.
OMGN says, oh, may notebook ka na ba nila Jolina, Jericho, at Claudine?
Wow, dated.
Diba?
Oh.
Chenong says, first lunch as high school. Instagram.
Oh, my
God. But you're not allowed to use cell phones in school.
Oh, you're not. I wouldn't.
My nephews told me before that they weren't allowed. Only
but
like
in college, what about in college? Because I think in
college
you're allowed,
is okay. Yeah.
Right?
I think college is okay.
Siguro, I don't know, in UP, maybe some teachers have their own rules.
Yeah.
Like, no texting, no phones on.
Exactly.
During my class. But it's difficult for teachers to deal with cell phones.
Yeah. Tsaka another, even if let's say it's on silent, you can see them checking their
phones.
Their Twitter, their Facebook, while there are lessons going on.
Or texting each other.
Or texting each other. I'm pretty sure it's bawal to a degree. I think
have you ever
schools.
Dated someone who was on their phone the whole date? It's so annoying.
Oh, really?
It's like, well, do you want time with your phone? Because I can just stay home.
Yeah.
Grab dinner on my own. Watch
I
a
know,
movie.
Right?
You know? It's so annoying. And just a tip, a dating tip. If you're dating anyone, guy or girl, and you want to make sure that they know you like them, put your phone aside.
Yeah.
That's a...
Okay, I'm thinking of a certain celebrity. Kung makadate ko yun, ako, I'll throw my phone away. I mean, for the rest of the night.
Ano initials?
No! No!
What?
Shush!
What?
Hit it. I'm just saying.
Why? There should be no shame.
Siyempre, if matagal mo na siyang quote-unquote ina-admire, siyempre, you'll throw your phone away because you'd want to be present during the date. You want to be all there taking pictures. The whole time.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
Hindi kasi ako, if I dated Chris Pine, I would want my phone there, not for texting, but for taking pictures. I don't know.
Oh, now I would. I take lots of pictures.
No, I probably... Because remember, I went to Zubik, right? And I saw the tigers. And I was trying to take pictures. And I felt like I was away from the experience just by taking pictures.
Yeah.
And I couldn't enjoy the moment.
No, I would enjoy muna and then take a picture. para I don't have to resort to screen capping.
No.
On the internet.
Right.
You have your own photograph of the person.
So, celebrity
crush. Okay, here we go.
Wait. Sinestalk mo na siya.
Matagal na.
So, pag tinignan namin yung mga fina-follow mo.
Ah, wala. Here we go. The top 10. First day of school tweets.
Wala na. You're supposed to cap off the bottom half na.
Sige na nga. The entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 first day of school tweets comes from Jagger G.
Jagger G says...
Dahan-dahan ipasok para hindi sumakit. Yung mga brand new shoes, leather shoes, ang sakit nun ha. So dapat papasok mo yung paa mo, dahan-dahan lang. Tsaka thick socks.
Ang daming green!
Ba't naging green ang sapatos?
Kasi sa damuhan sila naglalakad. Sa damuhan kasi sila
naglalakad. Bumibilis ka na rin ha?
Of course. I need to keep up with you guys.
Kasi dapat ma-thick yung socks mo.
Ma-thick yung socks mo.
Para when you insert it dahan-dahan into your shoe, hindi masusugat yung...
Minsan, bilisan mo.
The balls of your feet. Diba? There's the sole and there's the balls of your feet. So, para hindi masugat yung balls of your feet.
I don't think it's the balls of the feet that get the blisters.
Ano ba yung unang papasok? Diba balls?
No!
Bago heel?
Of course!
Yeah! The balls go first before the heels.
Yun ang problema mo eh. No, the toes.
I know. Kaya nga, no, between the two lang. Diba? So, toes, diba? Toes first. Balls next. Arch next. Heels last. Oh. That's how you should do it. So, toes, balls, arch, heel. Oh.
Let's play footsie. Let's play footsies.
Diba?
Schneider is guessing your crush. He wrote it on his iPad.
Oh my gosh.
And then showed it to me.
Oh my, are you kidding me? Did he get it right?
Do you want me to...
No. No.
Hindi kasi either way, I shouldn't say.
Yeah.
Alam mo kung nandito si Gino, sinagot niya na yun eh.
Ay nako, never mind. Okay, so...
I wish I didn't have the baggage of 16 years of friendship. I wish I didn't.
Okay.
So I can freely say...
Really? After you gave so many clues.
Actually, Schneider, it's not that. Not that.
I have enough.
Okay, dinadaan sa iPad.
Ikaw kasi you gave so many clues the other day.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not. Si ano yun, di ba?
You gave a lot of clues.
I did not. I gave only one. But it was the right one. So for more clues on Chico Garcia.
You're like Blue's Clues. You're giving like
You need clues. To be super smart.
Ano yung tunog ni Blue's Clues? Naging unggoy.
Gorilla.
What's Blue's Clues sound? No, meron siya parang krrrr.
Ibon yan eh.
Nee, meron diba? Parang krrrr. Krrrr. Bird? Here's the crew. The blue bird. I Blue's Clues, blue dog.
All right. 9:54 on this crazy Monday morning.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1, final top 10 for today, courtesy of Kittrich and For Any Boy, the top 10 first day of school tweets, or better known as hashtag Unang Paso. Let's start off with Fishmark. Nakakapagod, labas, pasok, labas, pasok. Nakakailang classroom na ba? Kasi like in UP, it's not the same classroom. Yeah. You go into different classrooms.
And every day, labas, pasok ka.
Exactly.
pasok sa umaga, labas sa gabi.
Oh, or hapon.
Or hapon, right.
Kami hapon. I never had like a class until like 7 o'clock.
For me, that's the worst. Never. In college, I never took the 5:30 to 7.
Yeah, I never took I took the 5:30 to 7 a.m.
Yeah, me. 5:30, wala. 6 to 7:30.
5:30. 5:30 to 7.
You had a 5:30 class?
Spanish, tres.
Baka nandito pa yung mga Spaniards. No.
Dun yung ano, dun yung kasi it was so cold, di ba?
Oh.
Kasi, di ba, pag kunyari, ano yung, I think that was the second semester, so nasa December.
Close to December.
Time. So one time, the teacher goes, does the roll call, attendance. So, blah, 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 blah. So finally, the teacher goes, this is Spanish 3. Okay, who weren't called? And then the one girl at the back raised her hand. It's like, ah, but didn't I call you? Sir, I'm not called. I'm pretty warm. Kasi nakala niya who are not cold.
Oh my gosh, Yupito.
Yeah. As in talaga, we were like, is she serious?
Is she nagpapatawa? Baka naman nagpapatawa.
No, that was like a terror teacher.
Wait, I'm still, I can't get over the 5:30 class.
Yeah, there is a 5:30.
Because
pa kami noon, fan.
Ah, P-H-A-N.
P-H-A-N.
Palma Hall Annex. Yes. Kasi kami, classes would start at 6.
And it was like, it's so weird starting the class na it's all dark. Like pre-sunrise.
Pero I love that. I'd rather have that than dusk.
Yeah.
I hate the feeling of coming
eventually the sun will come out as you are doing
tomorrow.
Your lessons. Yeah. It's really nice. And also, let's see here. Sharkbait says, buti na lang, hindi na mamana ang brief. At least may suot akong bago pagpasok sa school. That's one thing you don't, parang hand me down.
Malay natin.
No, not underwear, because that's kind of weird. You can hand me down shirts and pants. But
well, because I came from a brood of 5.
Yeah.
And we would hand me down, not underwear. No, but we would hand me down lots of things, books, most especially.
Yeah, that's okay. But not naman underwear. That's a little
better
weird.
For some kids, because that's a fact.
Really? Even underwear?
Yeah. No. I mean, the hand me downs, because that's the frustration.
Yeah.
That is coming from a kid who has many siblings and he never gets the brand new stuff.
Exactly. Ako si John says. Sorry. From 4 Rene Boy. Guys, group study tayo ha. Pwede na raw si Jack Daniel tsaka si Jose Cuervo. So,
si Captain Morgan, sama mo na.
Di ba? Kompleto na yung barkada. Tara, group study na. Quote unquote, group study.
Si Johnny Walker, sama mo na rin.
And also, Fishmark says, nilingon ako ni Crush. Baka narinig niya yung tibok ng puso ko. Dave. Aanhin pa ang sexy body kung mukha lang naman ang kailangan sa school ID.
Oo nga, no?
Hindi ka naman pwede mag-shirtless pic sa school ID, di ba? So,
and these are kids. Come on.
Hindi, like college.
College.
And also,
I wish I had my UP ID.
I know, right?
I wish I kept it.
I do remember my student number, 03674.
Uy, may pindeme, tinatanggal. Merong dalawang numbers yan eh.
Ayokong ilagay yung dalawang numbers.
Lagay mo. That's
ayoko.
That's not your complete
ayoko.
Student number.
Basta dash 03674. That's all I'll say. And also, channel
9004631.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And UP Manila had the white, like the most modern ID in all of UP before.
Yeah.
Kasi sa Diliman, parang laminated lang, diba?
Yeah. Mr. Maria says, unang pasok nga, unang ligo rin.
Yung
iba parang pag summer, hindi naliligo.
Oh, that's gross.
Diane Girl says, unang pasok, magdudugo ang utak mo sa hirap ng lessons. Tapos Camilo din.
Kung first time mo.
Oo. Unang pasok pa lang, basang-basa na ako. Sa init.
Or sa ulan.
Yeah, or sa
it
ulan.
It might
pwedeng
actually rain.
Both.
Oh, pinawisan
sa umaga,
ka.
Pinawisan ka. Oh. Sa gabi, naulanan ka. And Chenong says, unang pasok, hala, napuni. Yung class card, patay.
Patay!
And the top, first day of school tweets comes from Kittridge.
Kittridge says,
yung Becky, pumunta sa all boys school eh.
Oh.
So on the first day, nagro-roll call siya. Becky, Becky, straight, Becky, by curious, Becky, paminta, Becky, Becky, paminta.
He can tell.
Which is which,
right,
diba?
Right. Well, happy first day of school
happy
to all
first
students.
Day of school.
And for those waiting for next Monday, enjoy the final week.
I know.
Hey, it is Monday. Time for the concert series tonight. June 3, we have singer-songwriter Asel Bisa Van Omen.
Yes.
Former vocalist of Moonstar 88. Hang in for tonight's show.
You know, Moonstar 88 is very special to us. Kasi diba when we were in Palawan, there was a waiter who said, "Oh my gosh, kilala ko kayo. Diba kayo yung sa Moonstar?" Sabi namin, hindi,
no.
Mga DJ kami. Hindi kami banda. Hindi, sa Moonstar Radio.
Remember that? And I thought it was a joke.
Sabi, diba kayo sa Moonstar? Sabi namin, Moonstar 88? Hindi. Sa radyo kami, pero hindi kami banda.
Moonstar Radio.
Moonstar Radio.
All right, guys. Catch the concert series tonight at 7 o'clock. We gotta go.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Have a great start of the week. Bye, guys.
See ya.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.